Petter helped Alda to struggle into an opaque and wind-resistant travel dress. Giddy, reacting to the drugs which had kept her sleeping during the day, she began to laugh as he wrestled with the self-sealing back of the dress, trying to make it seal smoothly. When it was done and she was leaning against him, the laughter died slowly. They both looked at the box resting near the window, with an arrangement of tubes attached. "Your father says there's no worry," Petter said gently. "Everything will be all right." When they rejoined the others in the main room, food was already spread out on a table. The group welcomed Alma warmly, exclaiming over her quick recovery and arranging chairs around the table to give her the place of honor. There were algae snacks, seasoned mixtures of the food from the sea. It was Petter's first taste of algae foods, and he shared a look of pleased surprise with Alda over the taste. They sampled a half dozen different dishes, each seasoned and prepared in a different way, while Jack Duclos, the local underground leader, and the same wiry, dark man who had filled Petter's prescription in the drugstore below, looked on proudly. "Prepared in our own kitchens, you might say," Duclos said. "How do you like them?"
"Delicious," Alda said. "I've never tasted anything like them."
"Try the bread," Joe Hurley said. "That's the big thing, I tell you. Put that on the market and it would be the biggest merchandising idea to hit Earth in a century."
Petter grinned and tried the bread.
"I've saved the surprise for dessert," Duclos said. "You will see."
He produced a heaping dish of dried fruits with strange colors and shapes. They didn't look particularly appetizing, but when Petter tasted one, he felt a taste shock. The fruit was peculiarly sweet, with a succulence that belied the shriveled appearance.
"Dr. Gray has sampled Venusian fruit before," Duclos said. "I think it is new to the rest of you."
"Do you believe now what our benevolent leaders say about the inedibility of Venusian foods?"
"How did you get them?" Dirk Adams asked.
"They're wonderful, wherever they came from," Jerry Hunter said.
She let Rob taste a small piece of the fruit she held in a slender hand.
"These were grown here," Dr. Gray said, "from seeds smuggled in."
"Yes," Duclos said. "It was not easy to find the right soil composition for them and the right climate, but they will grow here on Earth.
That is all we needed to prove."
"If you could present this fact to the world," Petter said slowly.
"It is not yet time," Duclos said.
"The time will come," Alda's father said quietly. "This is only one truth the people will learn. When we have enough facts and forcible enough evidence, we will be able to take our case to the people and win. But only when they've been conditioned to see the truth."